This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The following program, The John and Gordy Morning Show, is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young, a wholly owned subsidiary of John and Gordy Productions, in association with Civic Media and the John and Gordy Company, Incorporated International. And now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, as usual, as always.
Morning.
Except when we're filling in for somebody else, you know, something like that.
You do have the wrong microphone, Gordy.
Do you really?
Rearrange things here.
Gee, that's weird. Okay. I could have sworn it was the other way
throwing
around.
Throwing microphones around the room.
There we go.
Wow.
Somebody comes in Who here does on Wednesday this? Nights.
I know. Wednesday. No one's here on Wednesday night.
They have. I think the kids sneak in here and have a party or something.
The elves.
Huh?
It's the elves? Evil elves.
The gremlins in the system.
Okay, but why would they switch the microphones?
It's the Trump elves.
The Trump elves.
Remember? And Trump's own elf. He's an elf now.
He's
you know?
An elf?
He's a posable elf that you can buy for Christmas.
Elf
and if
on
you
a
get,
shelf.
If you get three of them, you get one free. So.
Okay. Well, happy Thursday morning
yeah.
to us.
Well, yes. Happy, yeah. happy Thursday.
Yeah.
This is a big day today. We've got our Christmas lists of our favorite movies.
Yes.
Christmas movies.
We haven't cross-checked these lists.
No, so we haven't.
We may have some duplication, right. but I think
that's good.
I think I've got a few extras.
Are we going to have any fights over a movie on somebody's list that
yes.
the other people don't consider a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Yes,
maybe.
We could have a fight about it. We could also disagree with why a movie is good or bad.
Okay.
Without any hurt feelings, guys. You know, I don't want anybody to walk away disappointed.
Really?
And then, by the way, it's not just the movies, our top 10 movies.
What?
But if you have a TV show, TV special, they always have TV specials. And, you know, I mean, Charlie Brown Christmas is a TV special. It's not a movie. So we could also include that stuff later, not in the movie list.
We can't
have
that
very strict rules here.
You're making these rules up as you go along.
I am. There are very strict rules. No, there aren't. No.
Okay.
I mean, if you included it, that's fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, it, you know, people tend to watch it three or four times in a row, so it's the length of a movie. I'll just make excuses for you.
Okay.
We've got Busted Pencils coming up. Tim Slecker is going to be here talking about vouchers.
Yeah.
Taking other public schools out. In other words, public schools can't support themselves because the money is going to voucher schools. So a lot of schools are closing down in other states. We might even see that happening here as well. So we'll talk to Dr. Tim about that. Plus, he was they dropped a podcast where they are interviewing Dr. Jill Utterly, Wisconsin's superintendent of public schools.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk to him about that. And they also talked to Matt Damon's mom about education.
Wait. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We got to find, we got to have that music standing.
She's
by.
Got her own theme, but we'll play that as soon as Tim gets here.
Okay. Well, let's surprise him with that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good. I'm glad we've got that lined up.
Yeah.
All right.
Big plans.
Oh, we also, you know, we're just down to the last 2 days of the Civic Media Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. You know, so I'm going to go into great detail today, go through it completely. So if there's anybody doesn't understand how to do this, we're going to step you through the, you know, everything.
Thank God. I've been a little confused.
You are always a little confused, but.
Well, yeah. I know this is an adult contest. Are we bringing out the adult toys this time?
See, you're already going there. Just goes right into the gutter.
It's the adult gift list, right?
That's sure. right. It's the adult gift okay. list, you know?
Yeah.
We've already got some texts rolling in.
Oh, really?
You mentioned the Trump elf on a shelf.
Yeah.
Trump is more of an orc or an ogre, not an elf.
That's true.
Okay.
Maybe we can use one of those as
Thank
a doorstop.
From Mark in the sack. Yeah. He's up early this morning. Good morning, Mark. It's cloudy out there today, and we're expecting some snow a little bit later on, maybe 2 to 4 inches.
I was looking at the radar, and yeah. I wasn't. It was such a slow-moving storm.
Well, that means it's.
I wasn't even
big.
Sure where the hell, what direction it was going in. We might just get the southern tip of it if it's going northeast.
Well, most of it is going to be to the north of us, and yes, track all the way north
to
northeastern. Well, no, not really, but okay.
I knew
snow is coming our way.
Mr.
Okay?
Weatherman, I knew he'd correct me.
Again, just leave it to the professionals,
yes.
Okay?
All right,
tell us which way the snow is tracking. Right now it's 22 degrees. Would you like to know the afternoon high today?
You know, we're going to have to find out. Can we get the one-armed bandit out this time?
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't used that.
Yeah, let's get the slot machine. Okay, first number?
0027.
Okay, that gets the jackpot.
That was quick.
It's a fast one-armed bandit. I got to keep up with it.
Yeah, I know.
27 will be the high.
At work.
Again, get ready for snow. Not a lot around here. Maybe a couple inches, 2 to 4 inches.
But it's just enough to have to get that snowblower out.
You think so?
And start working the sidewalks and driveway.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to this at all.
Well, be glad you have a snowblower at least, John.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Be thankful for what you have.
I think they call it a triple stage because it's got this blade in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, just swirls around as you go through the drips.
Yeah, that's what snowblowers do.
Is this a new snowblower?
Well, no,
Did you get a new one?
It's an old one.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the normal ones have, you know, the blades on each side, and it just shoves snow into the funnel.
Right.
This has a blade in the very front. So that blade throws snow into the other blades, which throws snow out. The shaft. So, I mean, it's really an incredible machine.
High tech stuff. Yeah.
It's really powerful.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, anyway, if anybody wants to buy one.
Okay. Can we come over and watch you do the snowblower and maybe get a few listeners there and see how you handle things around the Peterson mansion?
We could do a video how to.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, they have the battery operated. Snowblowers. I don't know how that would work.
Is that what you have, or
don't. No, it's gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. They only just started coming out with those a few years ago.
Yeah,
but
the battery operated.
Yeah. How could a battery operated snowblower really blow snow well? I mean, if you have high drifts, it's going to wear that battery down instantly.
Listen,
a lot of power.
They have battery operated semi trucks now, and
you just got to buy one and find out, John.
I think they can figure it out for snowblowers.
Okay. All right, maybe they have figured that technology out.
Okay,
I'm a little dumbfounded. Okay,
let's get to the national day calendar.
All right,
for today, December 19th.
All right.
Is it National Buckle Up Your Snow Boots Day?
Oh God, seriously.
Is it
It's that one. That's not the one.
Okay, you're right. You win a dime. Okay, on to the rest of them. What happened to the music?
Well, he won already. The point of playing the Jeopardy theme is to figure out which one is the fake one.
Is that the point of it? Really? Okay. Come on, play the music again. Please.
Just for you.
Is it National Oatmeal Muffin Day? You bet it is. How about National Hard Candy Day and National Regifting Day?
Oh,
wait a minute. Why would Regifting Day be
before the gifts?
Before Christmas? It's the third. Let's check
that one out first.
That's
got to be wrong.
No? No, it is correct. It is the Thursday before Christmas each year.
You have to figure out who's going to get the gift you got last year.
Okay. Is that what your guess is?
That's it.
Each year on the Thursday before Christmas, people across the U.S. participate in National Regifting Day. The day acknowledges the office parties and the unique Christmas gift exchanges that they do. This particular December Thursday appears to be the most common day for companies to hold their annual employee and company holiday parties. We're putting ours off until like mid-January, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot easier that way for everybody. Right. How to observe National Regifting
Day. Fewer bomb threats at that point.
Really? Okay. While it may be an official holiday in some states, we recommend caution when deciding to regift something. The term does suggest, after all, that the item is unwanted to begin with and may be unwanted by the next recipient. This is all about regifting, apparently. You know?
Yeah.
If at any point you find regifting a little bit exhausting, then you should probably consider regifting.
What?
That makes no sense at all. If at any point you find regifting a little bit exhausting, then you should probably reconsider regifting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do it, in other words.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, don't do it.
On another note, the game of perpetual regifting is some families celebrate that year after year. Okay.
We got a few texts here, by the way.
Oh, okay.
All about their electric snowblower.
Yeah. Well, one
Catherine has
Catherine
one.
Says she has one. Oh. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Maybe she did mention
it. Looks like
that.
She hasn't used it yet because she says, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll
see. Okay.
Wait and see. I got a question about you guys have done white elephant gift exchanges, right?
Yes.
What's either the best or worst gift that you've gotten for one of those?
Hey, I got an answer for that.
Do you?
Yeah, I was in the basement yesterday looking for some stuff, and I came across a clock. You know, I love clocks. I used to collect clocks and watches. And I ran across a gift that somebody gave me. It's a Trump clock.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I should bring that in.
You should.
You should hang it on the wall.
Put it on the wall here.
The Trump clock. And you can set it to go off every hour.
Okay.
And he shouts out, you can't turn the volume down on the damn thing. He shouts out, make America great again.
Where did you get that?
It's really loud. I didn't get it. Somebody gave it to me. And
wow.
I shoved it in the basement someplace, and I refound it, and now...
I can't believe you didn't just like light it on fire or something.
No, bring it in.
It's a classic.
I think all three of us should bring one thing that we don't want anymore and give it to the other one of us three.
That's
tomorrow.
Not going
to
happen.
You know, our very own holiday gift exchange.
Gordy already gave me his banjo guitar, so we don't have to worry about that anymore.
And you haven't touched it since, have you?
Well, no, I looked at it. I tried to. I actually tuned it.
Yep. Did you? Yep. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That's good. It's National Oatmeal Muffin Day. You like oatmeal muffins? This is your day. And it's also National Hard Candy Day. I can't stand hard candy. Don't like it at
really?
All.
Really?
Yeah, not at all.
Well,
it's not good for your
free.
It's not good
they
for
make
your
the
tea.
Sugar-free candy
well,
now.
I don't care. I
and they're making
like
sugar-free
it.
Cough drops as well. So I always look for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
The very electric good. Snowblower.
Okay. All right. You may need it today. 2 to 4 inches of snow on the way. And we're coming back with history books. We're going to open it up and see what's going on.
No, not this again.
Yeah, I know.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
COD, the zip code's all I lack. They brains of Santa Claus. It's strange, but it's a fact.
That's a classic. It's a Peterson classic Christmas song.
What is the matter with you?
I know.
I found the brains of Santa Claus under my bed.
Well, it's a Christmas classic. So. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
We're getting the holiday spirit here.
I hope you.
What's wrong with me?
I hope there are no kids listening at this hour.
Kids probably have a more devious mind than Johnny.
Yeah.
You think?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
All right. All right.
Who did that song? Do we have any name attached that nobody.
I actually have
anonymous?
No idea.
Anonymous.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's 6:23. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
Catherine, what is wrong with you?
Good morning. I found the brains of Santa Claus under my bed. Okay.
Oh, I've got some real classics for you later, too.
Really? You got more?
Oh, yeah.
Like that one?
Yeah.
No. No, please.
I've got a great Christmas racing ad. You know how they used to have the racetrack ads?
Oh.
Sunday.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I've got one for Christmas.
No kidding.
For
really?
Santa, yeah.
Wow.
It's good stuff.
All right. Can we hear that now or later?
You
going to save it for later? You just want to tease it now, huh?
Should we play it now?
No, give me a little bit, because I didn't know that John put all of his music in here today. I gotta get it loaded up.
Sort it out.
Yeah,
okay.
Make sure that it's clean to air. I wouldn't put it past John.
You know what?
To...
I don't know.
We got a text from...
I don't know if it is.
We got a text from Mark who says, I prefer chipmunks roasting on an open fire.
Know, I do too. I think that's why we don't have the album here.
Yeah.
I think I've already roasted the album.
Okay. All right.
All right, let's get to the day in history and not have to open the book this time. All we have to do is get out the Kindle.
No kidding.
What if we get some of that, like, you know, people who look at historical documents, they can, like, read pages underneath other pages with X-ray?
Yes.
What if we get that?
Why not? That sounds like a great
idea.
Well,
it probably costs millions of dollars to get that tech.
Oh.
So I guess we'll
have to wait.
We'll have to keep opening the book for the time being.
Keep opening the book. Let's do it. Oh, no. Emphysema.
Hey, you know, I thought.
Excuse me.
Maybe the money we get out of the one-armed bandit, we could, you know, start saving up for that X-ray machine.
Yeah. Iron lung?
Yeah. For an air purifier, an iron lung.
There you go. Now, what's on this day in history? What happened?
Going back to the Revolutionary War, today in 1777, Washington and the Continental Army, they first make their encampment at Valley Forge for the rest of the winter.
You should have had the bit.
What? Oh, yeah.
American words?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll have to pull it up.
Can we find that? I'll play it later.
All right.
Okay.
Today in 1843, A Christmas Carol was published for the first time.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple versions of A Christmas Carol on my top 10 movie list.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So do I.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And probably different ones than you've got.
Oh. Ouch.
I haven't actually... sorry.
I suppose you're
I haven't actually seen that many versions of it. There's tons of them.
Man, I can't believe how many versions there are of A Christmas
Carol
or Scrooge.
It's a classic story. It's such a classic story.
It really is. It's one of the best stories, and I can't imagine why it's not, like... Top of the list for most lists.
Okay,
it's a classic.
It's kind of a dark Christmas story,
but it's the best. I mean, it's
really
one of the
good.
Most original stories you can think of.
Yeah. It's terrific.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what else on this date? Anything?
Last
else?
Thing I got on my list today in 1998, the U.S. House impeaches President Clinton.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no, Hillary. What have I done? Don't impeach me for one of the
dumbest reasons ever.
Really?
Can we have all? You know, no one talks about it because you know. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's,
no. You what?
It's oral sex.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
And it was consensual between two adults. Supposedly, he was her boss, so that made it.
Yeah, she was an intern.
So. If going forward, Trump commits perjury as an official act.
Going forward, yeah.
If Trump commits perjury as an official act, Is that liable to get him convicted?
No. He gets off.
He gets off
either way.
He's got complete. Oh, jeez. He has immunity.
Don't get me there.
He has complete immunity.
Incredible.
He can do anything he wants.
So now, I guess.
Good for him.
that could be an act that many of the presidents could get away with at this point.
It's one of the benefits of the job, I guess. Maybe you should get elected president.
Oh.
Well, I'd enjoy that.
Okay. All right.
Oh, the sweaty.
Sweaty donuts. Next week, we're gonna hear a little segment with Pete Sweaty.
Yes, Pete Sweaty's bakery is amazing.
Yes.
It truly is.
We'll bring that back next week. We've got a whole bunch of classic stuff next week.
We put together a Christmas special. Mm-hmm. We had Rocker in here. We brought in a lot of the Wisconsin music, Christmas music that's out there.
Really great stuff.
It is. It's good stuff. And we also played a few tracks from Saturday Night Live. And it's a good show. So if you can, check it out.
You get to hear John's life story. And Gordy's, and mine, and Catherine's.
That's right. All on Christmas Eve?
That is on the day after Christmas.
Day after Christmas. Yeah. Okay. All that stuff. Okay. But with Rocker, it's Christmas Eve.
That's right.
The day, the morning of Christmas Eve.
Yes,
never mind.
The 24th.
I have no idea.
Tune in.
We're
going to
be gone all week next week.
Okay. Yeah. But in a way, we'll be here all next week, too.
We're never really gone.
We've got Broken Pencils coming up in just a few minutes.
Right around the corner on John and Gordy in the morning. Good morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on.
Sing along, everybody.
Hey, Matt. Can we come over after school?
After school.
We can hang around by the pool.
92.7 WMDX.
Your mom's a prof at Leslie.
As we do each and every Thursday morning at 6:30, we have Dr. Tim Slecker in from Busted Pencils. And we played that theme song for Matt Damon's mom because you guys actually have a podcast where you talk to her, and we'll get to that in just a few moments. How's that?
Yeah.
All right, and we'll bring it up, and we'll start the theme again. And that's cute. That's cute. I actually haven't heard that.
Oh,
so
you like that? Huh?
That was fun. Yeah, I didn't like
that's something
that.
We put together.
Yeah. We're going to talk first.
I just want to know where you guys got Matt to do the singing.
Well, you know,
that's
a lot of
secret.
Pull here.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
For a local radio show, you know, we can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay. AI, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
No, not really.
No.
All right. We're going to talk about West Virginia schools. Their public schools are disappearing. 24 schools have been decommissioned, basically, because of the voucher program that they have in the state. I pulled this TV audio of news coverage there. Let's play cut 126. Here we go.
Amanda, a lot of people are putting the blame on one particular organization or program. So far this year in West Virginia, school boards have voted to close or consolidate 8 schools in addition to those from Nicholas County you just mentioned. But the state superintendent of schools says the number could rise to 26. The West Virginia Center on Education or Budget and Policy is blaming the introduction of Hope Scholarships, where families can reclaim education tax dollars and pay for private education.
While conservatives favor that choice, critics say the scholarships have already drained away an estimated $50 million from public schools.
What you're hearing across the state, communities are very angry to see their community schools shut down, to hear about, you know, bus rides that could be upwards of 3 hours for a lot of kids.
The legislature and Governor-elect Patrick Morrissey must address the funding shortfall when the legislative session begins in February. But Morrissey and the Republican supermajority are strongly in favor of keeping those HOPE scholarships. In fact, as Attorney General, Patrick Morrissey's office defended the constitutionality of HOPE scholarships at the state Supreme Court, and they won.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a red herring. Well, it's constitutional. That isn't the point, you know.
No.
It really isn't the point at all. Especially, you know, all the communities that are complaining about it, and yet they're still going to plow ahead on this, Tim. What do you think?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, how you look at that is to, well, first of all, what is the intention? You know, it's interesting to hear on the news right there that they said, well, the Republican majority controlled disagrees because they like them.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, why do they like them? Well, listen to the beginning part of the story, because this is something we've been saying, you know, in the world that have been going up against vouchers and, quote, tax scholarships and everything, is they decimate and destroy public schools. So when you hear somebody say we like them, mm-hmm. you have to see then what is it that you like about them? They like the fact that these are closing down public schools. That's all. That's why they like them, because that's always been the intention behind shifting taxpayer money out of public schools and then giving it to, quote, parents to put into private schools. And so that is just a simple way of going, but no, we're not closing public. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. You're the ones who are putting this out there and making this happen. And yeah, you talk about in rural areas, and you know, we've been pointing this out for this, particularly this election, people, particularly in rural areas, first of all, usually don't have a lot of private school choice to begin with.
Right.
But they like their public schools and don't want them to close down. But as you point out, John, here, and you know, this is the reality in a lot of states, the people don't have the ability to have a voice to then control and or advocate for the policies, because the legislatures have taken this out of the control of the voters and have this made this their own issue that they're railroading through. So, you know, anywhere, so rural Wisconsin, this could be happening too, because the same thing has happened in Wisconsin. There is no voter acknowledgement to say, would you like school vouchers?
Yeah, that's true. You know,
they're just taking them totally out of the discussion because, well, you know, Republican legislators, they know what's better for rural people.
That's right. they do have listening sessions, right? And a lot of people turn out. In fact, 90% of the people who turn out are for their public schools and saving them. And yet at these listening sessions, the Republicans have just a few of their own guests who support privatization. And for some reason, they always side with them. You know, the one or two people that show up, and yet they've got a crowd filled rooms of parents who want to save their public schools, right. And yet they lose each and every time. And you're talking to, Jill Underley, our superintendent of public schools in the state, in one of your podcasts. And, you know, when Act 10 was passed, they passed Act 10, not just to, you know, vilify teachers and take away their rights and their point of view as far as what they want to do in the classroom. They wanted to take away the funding that the unions, that the teachers have to fund Democratic legislators, that, you know, people who run for office. They want to take away that funding source. And that's the only reason that they wanted to destroy the teachers union at that point. And then what we have here is when we have Democrats that jumped on board when they first instituted these voucher schools in Milwaukee. They did this to, you know, basically try new things. And they thought, well, if we try new things in these private schools, we can bring them to the public schools and make them better.
Yes. Well, these they called them labs of innovation.
That's right. They did that at
labs
at the time.
Of innovation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And now they're actually because they're private schools, they won't share the information.
Well, they won't share the information, but you know, the biggest reason they won't share anymore is because the original sharing actually showed that the innovation or whatever the private schools, the voucher kids actually do worse.
Yes.
In those schools. So now all of a sudden it's unconstitutional to know what's happening in these private schools, right? Because they're private, darn it. And what the biggest reason there is because they don't, if you really are saying, well, these kids need a better school to help them perform better academically, 30 years now, it doesn't happen. That's not what goes on. But what does continue to happen is that you continue to drain resources from the local public schools, which, you know, here in what you're saying in West Virginia and in a lot of rural areas, that typically then means the closure of your local schools.
Yeah, there's a quote. I sent you the quote. It's Charles Goff, mayor of the town of 100 in Wetzel County, said this to the board members: most towns die after a closure of a high school. Towns lose incorporated status, lose elected officials in town, and it leads to fire departments closing and town charters being revoked. That includes losing EMS. We're an hour away from the hospital, and fire and EMS are crucial to our community. That's what they lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but... Well, here's the other part of that, though, too. They call these parental hope scholarships because, you know, we want to make sure that parents have control and the ability. Well, think about that. You don't get to choose, though, whether or not you want them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so it's a mess. I just think that we need to constantly be pointing out these stories and pointing out the reality of the truth of what this is. This isn't a hope scholarship. This is a direct withdrawal of the limited public funds that are there for our schools and for our communities, and taking it out of our local public schools and moving them into private areas, which actually then hurts, and even in smaller places, ends up closing your local public schools.
Right, and the bus rides are much longer in the rural areas.
Yes. Where,
and have you heard about internet being available on these buses, some Wi-Fi? Have you heard about that?
I have not heard about that.
Yeah, they supply the buses with Wi-Fi systems, so you know, people can do their homework on these long bus rides, apparently. I don't know where they're doing it.
You get on the bus and you can, you know, get your electronic feed from the classroom. Look at Sam.
Well, I'll just chime in because I was recently in high school as of like 5 or 6 years ago. When I was in school, our district didn't have that. But I remember reading multiple news stories when COVID was happening that, prior to this, a lot of people complained about it because, people thought the kids weren't going to do homework on the bus. They were just going to go on the internet and do whatever. But then during COVID, they parked these buses in neighborhoods that lower income neighborhoods that many people couldn't afford internet in, so that kids could still do their schoolwork remotely.
Yeah.
Wow. It is a thing in some places.
It's pretty cool. I would assume it costs quite a bit of money to have something like that in these buses, modern buses. So, It's not a good thing, and I don't understand. I've never been able to understand, Tim, why people thought it was a good idea to send kids to private schools that are unregulated, where you don't really know what's going on at all. You know, it could be anything.
In fact, now again, there's a history there. When the early voucher movement, which started in Milwaukee, as you point out, that actually was required. That was one of the things that they had, which was total transparency, and that if you're getting this money, that all of the results, in fact, the academic results, and remember, those people who wanted these things, they were absolutely convinced that kids would do better in these schools. Mm-hmm. And so they agreed to the full transparency. When the results started coming out,
No.
Now we're a private school, and what we do, it's none of your business.
Right. Intellectual property of the private schools, right?
Right. But, yeah, there's just a whole lot there. And sometimes, so even all these statistics, complicated things, I like to remind people here the intent. The intent is to do away with public schools. And so as long as you continue to understand what they could call it, a hope scholarship, a voucher, they can call it choice, whatever you want. It is a plan at the state level to defund and do away with public schools.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And Tim, you talked to Dr. Jill Underley from the right. The Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Schools. And when is that podcast? Have you already dropped that podcast?
Yep.
Yeah, that dropped yesterday.
Okay. So what did you learn from that conversation?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, so we had Dr. Underley on to really put forth the announcement that the DPI really put a budget request, a historic budget request, to address the, you know, years and years and years of underfunding, divestment out of public schools, a $4 billion budget that would actually do some real good to help. And again, it wouldn't make up for the years of underfunding, mm-hmm. because as she points out, you know, the inflation rate in there, it's tremendous. But this is the first step at actually restoring the funding of public schools across the state of Wisconsin. And very particularly, there is what they call the special education payback that they give. This is some people go, it's a little bit complicated, but they're going to get, school districts will get reimbursed 75% of the costs for educating special education students.
Right.
And that's a huge, you say, I don't want to say favor. That's if you're a superintendent and you're looking at your budget and you're looking at the costs to educate your kids, and to know that the state is going to reimburse 75% of the expenses, it is, that's huge.
Yeah, it is. It's we used to fund schools two-thirds funding. It's down to less than a third at this point now, yeah. too. So wow. We've got problems yeah. here in the state. We're going to take a little break here, and then we'll talk about Matt Damon's mom.
That's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning with Busted Pencils, Dr. Tim Slecker in just a moment. But first, Gordy, what do you got there?
I have an announcement to make.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
I've been waiting for this.
Better sit down. Oh, you're already sitting down. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. They're available on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com. Check them out online. You'll find out about their lifetime guarantee and also some great accessories you might want to give for the gift-giving season.
All right. Dr. Tim, you filled in for Dom Selvia recently. Right. In fact, we're working on that vacation schedule that he has for the John and Gordy Morning Show as well.
What? Wait a minute.
Takes a little time off here. And you had a very special guest on during your fill-in. Tell us about that.
So on Tuesday, yeah, I filled in for Dom, and the first hour, and you know, sadly, Tuesday was the day after the shooting, school shooting in Madison. And our guest, we were able to have a guest. Her name's Abby Clements, and she was a second grade teacher at Sandy Hook during the Sandy Hook massacre. She has now since gone on to have an organization to help and, in fact, really push for the needed changes to stop these things. And we had a really candid conversation about what happens during school shootings. And she gave some really, you know, some really sound advice too, how to help the survivors and the community. And I would put this out there. First of all, you know, go listen, download that episode of the first hour of Dom Show on Tuesday. But she had, you know, really clear advice. She said the best thing is that for everybody who's around to always let the community know you're available, yeah, and don't ever say, if you need anything, let me know. Mm. Always point out, because when you do that, you're putting it on them. And she said, you cannot show up too much to tell people that you're there to be there for them. And so, again, sounds awfully simple.
Yeah.
But sad. But I mean, Abby was great, and her organization, her national organization, as she keeps saying, you know, sadly, it continues to be necessary.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Great. She was just super. And you just imagine, I mean, she was a second grade teacher during Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
And she recounts that too, and just talks about, you know, what happens during school shootings is that from now on, this will always be everybody associated with this. This will be that day that they have to remember forever.
That's right. That's right. We have a text here from Pete out in Winneconne. He says, regarding public school funding is a large part of my property taxes. I was under the impression that it allowed because I have a voice in electing the school board. Why am I being forced to fund schools that I don't have any control over? What's your answer to that?
Because you're not smart enough to make decisions that are good for your community. You have legislators that know better.
That's it, see?
Wow.
That's how simple, you know, it is.
Well, I mean, what else can you conclude,
yeah,
when you have Pete point out something such as, you know, a very simple fact? It's land. I pay the taxes. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be voting for the school board. We vote for the school board. But then even these elected school board members have no ability to say, wait, you can't take our money. Mm-hmm. And that is because the legislature has taken away the rights of citizens to control the education of their own kids and families.
I think it also has something to do with buying in quantity. You know, if the state pays for it, it brings the price down for all the schools in the state, what they contribute, and the local communities can certainly add to that if they want. So I think that's part of it. Why don't we get to Matt Damon's mom here,
yes,
real quick?
I'm going to find out more.
Almost out of time.
Yes. Got a couple minutes left here. All right.
Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on.
Okay, Damon's mom, okay. Now, I listened to that podcast. It was fantastic stuff, but she was also talking about, you know, that we've had 20 years of no critical thinking being taught in the schools. Right. I thought that was a big point to make. Mm.
That's a huge point, because, you know, and we used that to say, like, how did we get here?
You're right.
To, let's be honest, you know, how did Donald Trump get elected? And because the electorate, and you start looking and saying that the complexities that life gives us, well, you have had a 20-year assault on actually taking apart the school curriculum and just reducing it to simple reading and math scores. And so the reality is that those are what are tested. And so that's what's taught. And so you have seen stripping away social studies, art, sciences, even all of those content areas where we actually learn to think, learn to dig deep. And you start to spend more time with groups learning how to process information. Well, you know what? After 20 plus years of not doing that, we start to wonder about going, you know, so what is the educational outcome of that? Does it result in this type of an election? Because our electorate, the public, has been miseducated.
Yep. And they're teaching, you know, the civics test to pass out of the grant.
Well, and even the civics test that they're mandating is just a simple, America's awesome.
Yeah.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Tim Slecker, thanks for joining us. The podcast, Busted Pencils, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and also they're on Saturday afternoons on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Tim.
Great stuff, Tim. Thank you.
Coming back with the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest right around the corner.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.